This program was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local programs, go to our website, freshfm.net, or download the Access Internet Radio app.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's debt in my dream. When I'm troubled, bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Central, give me doctor's debt.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Seminole Jazz, brought to you from the Fresh FM studios at the top of the South Island in Nelson, New Zealand. We're grateful for the support of the Nelson Jazz Club, which helps to make this program possible. I'm Ron O'Reilly.
And I'm David Atkinson. Today, we're going to listen to the music of a Chicago bandleader, session musician, composer, and arranger who produced some classic blues and jazz music during the early 1920s. She and Lil Hardin Armstrong are often ranked as two of the best female jazz blues piano players of the period. Her birth name was Cora Taylor, but we know her best as Lovie Austin. Here's a ragtime tune she wrote in 1923, and it's Downhearted Blues.
You may have recognized that tune, even though it's a ragtime tune. Lovie Austin collaborated with Alberta Hunter, who wrote the lyrics, and together they produced Downhearted Blues, one of the all-time classic blues songs. Hunter sang it during an engagement at the Dreamland Cafe where she performed with King Oliver, and recorded it in 1922. Bessie Smith also recorded the song in February 1923, accompanied by Clarence Williams on piano. And 780,000 copies were sold in 6 months.
Lovie was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and grew up with 8 brothers and sisters. She was married twice, the last time to Philip Austin, and she kept his name. She was one of the few black female musicians with a musical qualification, having studied music theory at Roger Williams University and Knoxville College in Knoxville, Tennessee.
She moved to Chicago in 1923 and worked in vaudeville and performed in variety acts. Her specialty was accompanying female blues singers, including Ma Rainey, Ida Cox, Ethel Walters, and Alberta Hunter. Here she is in June 1923 accompanying Ida Cox. The tune is an Ida Cox composition. It's called Any Woman's Blues.
My man ain't acting right. late at night. But still he says he loves no one but me. But if I find the gal that's trying to steal my pal, I'll get her told. Just you wait and see. I feel so blue, don't know what to do. Every woman in my place is bound to feel blue too. Lord, I love my man better than I love myself. I love my man better than I love myself. And if he don't have me, he sure won't have nobody else. My man's got teeth like the lighthouse in the sea. My man got teeth like the lighthouse in the sea. And every time he smiles, he throws his light on me. His voice sounds like chimes, I mean the organ kind. His voice sounds like chimes, I mean the organ kind. And every time he speaks, it's music to my troubled mind. I'm gonna buy myself a graveyard of my own. I'm gonna buy myself a graveyard of my own. Gonna kill somebody if they don't let my man alone.
And now from September 1923, here are the same two artists with Monday Morning Blues.
Travel to make her solid road.
Lovey Austin led her own band called the Blue Serenaders. Here they are in December of 1923, accompanying Ma Rainey. The tune, written by Lovey Austin, is Bad Luck Blues. On that track, the Blue Serenaders consisted of Tommy Ladnier cornet, Jimmy O'Brien clarinet, and Lovey Austin piano. The next tune, with no vocalist, was recorded in Chicago in November 1924 by the same group. Here's Steppin' on the Blues.
Thank you.
recorded at the same session, here's another fast tune, and it's called Travelin' Blues.
In 1923, James P. Johnson composed the famous tune about Charleston, South Carolina, which led to the Charleston dance craze. Here's Lovey Austin and the Blue Serenaders in April 1925, now including W.E. Burton on drums. They are accompanying vocalist Priscilla Stewart with their version of Charleston, South Carolina.
Back number, down in the new town, that.
In August of 1925, Bob Schaffner replaced Tommy Ladner on trumpet. Here's the revised group with a J. Russell Robinson composition called Rampart Street Blues. And now, from the same session, this next tune is called Too Sweet for Words.
Thank you.
You're listening to Seminole Jazz, broadcasting from the Fresh FM community radio station at the top of the South Island in Nelson, New Zealand. Our thanks to the Nelson Jazz Club for their support. Lovie Austin worked with many other top jazz musicians of the 1920s, including Louis Armstrong, with whom she worked on the song Heebie Jeebies. Austin was also a session musician for Paramount Records. Austin and the Blue Serenaders recorded with Paramount Records during their temporary shift from New York to Chicago in 1923. Lovie Austin and the Blue Serenaders continued to back blues vocalists throughout their recording career. Here they are from September 1925 with Tennessee Blues.
In April of 1926, Tommy Ladner returned to the group, and the other group members were replaced with Kid Ory on trombone and Johnny Dodds on clarinet. Here are the new Lovie Austin and Blue Serenaders with Jackass Blues.
Thank you.
That tune was so good, I reckon we should listen to another by the same group. Here they are again with a tune called Frog Tongue Stomp.
A month later, Lovey Austin and the Blue Serenaders were in the recording studio again, accompanying Viola Bartlett. The first song they recorded was written by Lovey Austin, and it's called Sunday Morning Blues.
Did you ever the someone didn't care for you. You were happy when you was with them, but their coldness kept you.
Here's another one from that session, and it's called You Don't Mean Me No Good. And here's a third one from that session, and this one's called Outbound Train Blues.
Don't mean me no good. And I've done all I could, just like a woman.
In April of 1926, Albert Wind replaced Kid Ory on trombone, and Houston Woodfork on banjo joined the group. Here they are with Henry Williams on vocals. The song is another one written by Lovey Austin. It's called Chicago Mess Around.
All you got to do is just hop and quibble in his shimmy speaking mouth and do that messing around. I take that thing. Who's that thing? Ain't it Jimmy speaking loud? And you let nothing around.
Here's another tune by this new version of Lovey Austin and the Blue Serenaders. It's a classic tune called Galleon Stomp.
Thank you.
When the classic blues craze began to wane in the early 1930s, Austin settled into the position of musical director for the Monogram Theatre at 3453 South State Street in Chicago, where all the Theatre Owners Booking Association acts played. She worked there for 20 years. During wartime, many jazz musicians had to find other forms of work to support themselves, and Austin was reported to be working as a security guard at a defense plant. After World War II, she became a pianist at Jimmy Payne's dancing school at Penthouse Studios and performed and recorded occasionally. Austin died on July 8, 1972, in Chicago. Let's end this session with an Austin composition, In the Alley Blues.
That's all the time we have for this episode of Seminole Jazz. This is Ron O'Reilly saying goodbye for now.
And I'm David Atkinson. Goodbye and thanks for listening.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Other great local programs from Fresh FM are available through the Access Internet Radio app or our website, freshfm.net.